This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji, and this is the show that seeks to explore topics that matter, topics that inspire you, inform or educate you. So today we are thrilled to have a guest to discuss a topic that is crucial in our daily lives, emotional intelligence and effective communication. Well, in today's world, where communication is more important than ever, having emotional intelligence is a vital asset that can help us connect, collaborate, and succeed in both our personal and professional lives. So our guest is an expert in communication. So this is his field. He is going to help us explore the role of emotional intelligence in effective communication. I am talking about Chibuike Otaka. He is a young and dynamic strategic communication specialist with multiple skills in broadcast media, development communications, and social change advocacy. He has well over 15 years of career experience developing and implementing communications initiatives for local and international nonprofit organizations and social marketing agencies. He has implemented various projects across thematic areas such as accountability in government, maternal and child health, disability and gender inclusion, security and justice sector reforms, COVID-19 and irregular migrations. Chibuike is a communication strategist and consults for brand and institutions. Welcome on the show, Chibuike. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, Ozioma. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Thank you. We are glad to have you. So this is your area. This is your field. You are the communications master. So let's get into it, right? So what is emotional intelligence, first of all, and why is it important in communication?
Interesting. So basically, different people would define emotional intelligence in different ways. But basically, emotional intelligence, I want to be as practical and as everyday life as possible.
Yeah.
So when you talk about emotional intelligence, some people call it emotional quotients. It's basically being able to understand your own emotions, being able to also manage your own emotions, and being able to also understand how your emotions influence other people around you, or how your emotions can also impact other people around you. So in a workplace, for instance, or even in your family, you don't even need to go far.
Yeah.
There are people that when they come into the house and they start to shout at everybody, the house goes suddenly quiet. Let me use parents, for instance.
Yeah.
So there are parents that anytime they are around in the sitting room, nobody is going to talk. But the moment they are not in the picture,
everybody's free.
See their children very lively. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, when you talk about emotional intelligence, you are talking about how people actually, respond emotionally and how they also understand to control their own emotions in different circumstances, and also understand how their own emotions fit into other people's emotions.
Wow.
And when you say, why is this important to communication? Of course, communication is for you to, be able to pass a message you want to someone else.
Yeah.
And emotions are very key to communication. If I can misunderstand you in this conversation we are having now, if I'm not in the right mood or emotions, something good that you have said could be interpreted in a different way from my end. And that's why emotional intelligence is also important when you are having conversations. An example is someone wants to communicate a bad news, for instance, to another person, you need to first of all understand the state of mind of the person you want to communicate so that you can be able to pass that information. You need to also understand your own personal emotions too, so as to be able to communicate this bad information to someone else in such a way that he or she is going to understand it the way you also you are presenting it. So yes, everything about communication ties round and then has something to do with emotional intelligence.
That's true, because I mean, communication is a two-way thing. It's not just you talking. It's also, it has to do with feedback. So if you pass the wrong, maybe the right information the wrong way, you will get the feedback you probably don't want to get. So you're right.
Exactly. I mean,
emotional intelligence is tied around communication. But then how can someone develop emotional intelligence in order to improve communication skills? Because like you said, I mean, it has to do with you understanding and mastering your own emotions first in order to now know how to communicate properly with someone else. But then, how then do I develop emotional intelligence so I can properly communicate with other people?
First of all, for you to be able to understand your emotions, it means that you have been able to study your emotions over time.
Okay.
So it's important that you, some literature will say self-awareness, it's important that you are even aware about your own self so that you can be able to now say, oh, I understand that if this happens to me, I would likely get angry. Or I understand that if someone in particular way to me, that I will understand it differently. And if I understand differently, it will get me angry. And if I get me angry, I'm going to say something nasty in return. I'm going to beat somebody. I'm going to fight. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if you understand that as your own emotions, it will now be able to help you to now manage it. That becomes your self, management. So you cannot be able to manage it. You don't understand. You don't manage what you don't understand.
Yeah.
So how can you be able to improve your emotions? First of all, start by studying yourself, understanding yourself. As a leader in the office, as the boss in your office, do you understand that your nature is to shout at people? Do you understand that your nature is to disrespect people? People who work with you. Do you understand that your nature is to be bossy? Do you understand that your nature is to be autocratic? You need to understand that those emotions within yourself. Then that way you can then be able to say, okay, yes, I know that naturally I come off this way, but now I can manage it. If I want to talk to somebody, this is what I can do to make sure that my own emotions don't influence that person's emotion or don't even cause problems in the office. Now, one other important thing about improving your emotional intelligence is being able to ask people to tell you how you react to things and also the impact it has on them. I've had a boss that basically would say, how did you feel about this particular thing I've said to you? Do you understand?
Yeah.
You cannot be able to say, well, you made me feel this way when you said it and all that. So next time you'll be able to know that, okay, so if I react like this,
this is how the person
it will make.
Yeah.
Exactly. I once had a colleague that said that the most irritating thing is when she's angry and you ask her to calm down. Do you understand? So in the office, you dare not say calm down when she gets angry. But then that's a normal thing that, you know, you say to someone to be able to make the person calm down and understand you. Yeah, calm down is basically something that you think is normal to say to somebody that is angry. But now in this case, so if you don't walk up to that person to say, do you understand that is not actually nice? When people are saying calm down, they care about you and you should calm down and listen to them. You should not get angry the more because they have said calm down. Yeah, so getting feedback from people will help you improve your emotional intelligence to be able to understand how your emotions influence other people and all that. Then always have this restraint. I remember growing up, my dad will always beat me for acting without pausing, or taking an action. You see, if you get angry before you do anything, I have a lot of sisters. So growing up, I'd be like, try to be the guy. Say, no. When your sisters annoy you, pause. Take a moment. Remind yourself of what I'm going to do to you when I come back and hear that you hit your sister. You do understand? So that moment of, that moment you take a break, like pause before you act, is also a way to improve your emotional intelligence. By that series of seconds, you'll be able to understand, okay, I'm going to take an erratic action now because I'm angry. So 1, 2, 3, you see that you are calm. Your normal impulses, the positive impulses will now tell you, oh no, don't do that thing.
Yeah.
You understand? And then, we have our own default emotion, but then with practice, some people have restraint. Okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I know I'm going to get angry in this meeting I'm going to because somebody is going to get on my nerves. But then I'll tell myself I'm not going to say anything when I get angry. So you continuously try to train yourself and practice, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And then also always put yourself in other people's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Always ask yourself, if I were in this person's shoe, a staff, a brother, a sister, a colleague, a friend, how would I feel if I react this way? If I talk, someone talks to me this way, or if someone reacts to me this way. Empathy. If you have that, it will help you also to improve your own emotional intelligence.
Yeah. I like the fact that you mentioned empathy, because sometimes people say, this is who I am, take me as I am, that kind of a thing. And not minding how their communications affecting someone else. But when you can put yourself, like you said, in other people's shoes and like, okay, how is this thing I'm saying really affecting the next person? It could help you improve on your communication skills and how you communicate, not just communicating, but then how you communicate whatever you want to say. But then I want to touch on cultural differences, especially in the workplace where everybody is coming from everywhere. People are coming from different backgrounds, different cultures. So how do cultural differences impact emotional intelligence and communication? And how can someone navigate, these differences effectively, especially in the work environment?
So when people say, take me as I am, I don't think that is entirely, a good approach to emotional intelligence. Because...
Yeah.
Yes, we know that we are different in your own ways, but you also have to make efforts to improve if you kind of realize that, okay, this way that you are is not actually the best and you can be better.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you understand that you can be better, then you cannot tell anybody to take you as you are.
Yeah.
Now, come back to your question in the workplace, how you can be able to navigate some of these things. Diversity is the in thing in the current workplace. People are looking for workplaces that are diverse. People are looking for workplaces that even now in the era of international work and remote work, you cannot even be here and you're working with people in Asia, you're working with people in US and other continents and countries. So the need for even emotional intelligence is even more now than it was before.
Yeah.
The era of you working in your state alone is gone. If you come out to the cities, you are meeting people from different religious backgrounds, different ethnic groups, different races, nationalities, and all that. So how do you navigate that? It's basically to understand people. Try to understand the cultural differences. Try to understand some of the things that make them who they are, also just the way that you are. And try to also, not just of people's imperfections, be willing to embrace people's shortcomings. Be willing to also embrace people's differences. Most of the people, especially in the workplace, that are bad in terms of emotional intelligence are the people who think, the way I have said it and the way I am. They have bosses like that. They have bosses that, no matter how beautiful your opinions are, no matter how beautiful your ideas are, if it does not work the way that they have said this thing will work, it's not going to work. It's not going to be a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Their own opinions, their own views, worldviews, and views about life, about certain things, they will not accept that you are right. You have bosses that way. You have colleagues that way. So for you to be able to navigate all this, try to understand people. Try to even sit back and ask yourself, why is this person behaving this way? Mm-hmm. Why is it that anytime this person wants to talk to me, he shouts? He talks to me in a rude way. He talks to me like I'm not a human being. Yeah. Why? You can sit back. You might be able to understand, oh, okay, it's because where he's coming from or how he was brought up or how he has seen people before, that's why he's behaving this way. Oh, you can also say, oh, why is it that we have in some climes the others? You can ask, oh, why is this person conserved? Why is this person not outgoing, not outspoken, and all those kind of things? If you now understand, you now be able to know how to help the person, how to be able to now accommodate the person. For instance, in the teams I've worked with, mm-hmm. I make sure that everybody participates. I make sure that, okay, there are people who don't talk more when they come for meetings. You make sure that their own views also, count in the meeting. Yeah. Because sometimes those are even the people that have the brightest ideas. But because their orientation do not encourage them to, be outspoken and all that. They have their brilliant ideas and they keep it with themselves. So when you have this understanding, you'll be able to now also accommodate people and also improve and make up for where you think people have shortcomings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's basically being accommodating as a person. And it still falls back to you mastering yourself, because if you can't master your own emotions, how do you accommodate someone else?
No, you can't. Yeah, it's difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but then I know we touched on this earlier on, how you can develop your emotional intelligence. But are there resources available to people, maybe books or whatever resources as a communications strategist? I mean, I know you've worked with a whole lot of people. So are there resources available you can recommend to people that can help improve on their emotional intelligence or even their communication skills altogether?
Okay, so there are two different things: communication skills, emotional intelligence. There are two different things. But then again, what I would always say, I encourage people. Today, we say the world is a global space. What it basically means is that I can find out about anything I want to know about just on my phones. And almost everybody has a mobile phone. Mm-hmm. So you ask yourself, what do you read? What do you look at when you are with your smartphone and your, and you are on the internet? So you can always search for books, can always search for materials that can help you and improve your state in all these places, or improve your knowledge and your skills in these various areas. A simple Google, my friend will always say Google is your friend. A simple Google will tell you, okay, this is how we can do this. This is how we can, improve our emotional intelligence and all that. And it is very, very important now, because people in this age, in fact, is an argument whether people prefer those who have plenty knowledge than those who have emotional intelligence. Because for you to actually work in a team very well, or even drive a team, you have to have a high level of emotional intelligence.
Sure.
And that's what most jobs are looking for. In fact, I'm not sure that there has been any job interview I've gone for where you are not asked about how you manage conflicts, how you manage issues, how you manage pressure, how you manage people, how you even work together with people, especially diverse people. Mm-hmm. Because the work culture, like I mentioned earlier, right now, is tilting towards where you have diverse people working together. So you have to really, really master these skills. So yes, how can you improve? Search online. Advice also. You can get there are experts, there are psychologists right now that can you can consult to tell you, okay, this, this is why you behave the way you behave, and this is what you can do to improve. You get. Seek counsel. I mean, it doesn't show in this kind of part of the world. Sometimes when you are going for help, when you are seeking counsel, people think you have a big problem or you have a mental issue or something like that. No. You cannot know everything, and you will not be perfect. Nobody is perfect in this life. But then, where you for help to improve, there are plenty experts around. There are plenty counselors and all that that can help you. Life coaches that can help you to improve. And there are books also that you can read. Sims Online will also show you some of the books that you can read to improve. And when it comes to communications, there are a whole lot of books on communication. Plenty books that you can't bring, I can't begin to name here. But the most important skills that you need for communication is even to listen. Before you talk, even listen to people.
Yeah.
By listening to people in your office, you understand a whole lot about them. Do you understand? So you listen. And like I mentioned initially also, when you also listen, before you also talk to people, try to understand who you are talking to. Try to understand the state of mind of person who we are talking to.
Yeah.
Think before you even say something. Some people say something before they start to think about it. Oh, this is what I've said. It looks like I've said something wrong. No, think about it. This I'm going to say, is it going to be something wrong? Is it going to be perceived as something wrong before you say it? Not the other way around. Then, verbal communication is always a killer. A killer in the sense that that's always the best.
Yeah.
For me as a person, reasons that there's a high risk of typing things on, especially now that we are doing WhatsApp, we are doing text messages and all that, iMessages and all that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a high risk of people misunderstanding your communication on text.
True.
On email than they will when you talk to them one-on-one.
Yeah.
Reason is that the body language present when I'm talking to you, your vocal modulation and all those emotions in your voice and verbal communication, they are lost when you are typing.
Yeah, true.
And you don't know the state of mind of the person who is receiving, who is on the other end of communication, who is receiving the message. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, ways on improving your communication skills. You can talk about it if you have the opportunity of talking about it than writing about it. So all those things are some of the things that you need. And the workplace, clarity is very, very important. Don't give a vague communication. There are some bosses they struggle with. Oh, when they finish talking to the subordinates, you see other people coming around and say, Did you understand what
they are saying? Exactly. Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Because you are not clear as to what you have communicated.
True.
So clarity is a very big skill in terms of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And don't always start a meeting if you know that, I'm not sure I'm going to remember what I want to say in this meeting, or I'm not sure I'm going to remember what I'm going to say. Even when I'm talking to you, I can make jot down what I want to say to you.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's better you write them down so that I can be able to talk about the way you have written them down, explain them so that you understand. Then you want to talk about them directly from the way you are thinking them in your mind, and then you are making mistakes, or you are getting misunderstood, or you are complicating things the more. So
True.
That's very, very important.
Wow. I love the fact that you mentioned clarity, because it's one big obstacle when communicating with someone else, especially in the workplace. And this brings about conflict. I mean, all the time when someone says something and another, the same thing is misunderstood by another person, and conflicts everywhere.
Sure.
Because there is no clarity. Sure. In the communication.
Sure.
So clarity is key. I mean, just like you mentioned, simple jotting it down and just communicating it as clear as can be will just help out in conflicts resolutions and problems like that. So I want you to give us an expert's opinion or advice, so to say, to young people, right, getting into the corporate environment where these things we are discussing is going to be very vital, because in the workplace, you need to begin to implement emotional intelligence. You're not. It's vital that you just don't know it. Every day you come to the office, you are passing through it. It's life for you. So what would be your advice, young people getting into the work environment? How do they begin to relate with their bosses, their subordinates, people, their colleagues and all? What are some of the tips you can share with them that will help them navigate workplace conflicts and all of that?
Well, it is even beyond corporate environments. See, it is going to be very, very hard for you to succeed in everything you are doing in life without a good emotional intelligence skills.
Yeah.
It is going to, you will basically struggle in everywhere you find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
One example, everybody you see is carrying certain things that you do not even understand, you do not even know.
Yeah.
You get, and you continue, you should be able to continue to put yourself in different people's shoes to be able to cope well with them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't always assume that you, the way you know it, is the way it is and that's how it is. Having said that, one example I can give is, there was a day I traveled to a particular region for work, and the organization that I was working for was going to send someone to come pick me up and then drive me around for the day.
Okay.
And we're waiting for this young man to come. He didn't show up on time. And a couple of people were like, what sort of human being is this? What is that? I remember, I sat back at the back of the car. When the guy eventually came, I sat back at the back of the car, and we got to a particular spot, and he just came and apologized. So we got to a particular spot, and others left and went in to do something, and we're basically sitting together. We started talking, and this young man told me that he lost his mother-in-law that very morning.
Wow.
So, but all the while we're moving, he just came and apologized. He didn't say anything more.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still talking, trying to also blend and do his job. So it was in the confession that I read, I felt so bad. I felt so bad that, you see, it's possible to have said something wrong to be or bad to this guy without trying to understand that somebody who lost his mother-in-law that morning, could have actually said, I'm not going to do this job.
Yeah, and he would justify it.
Yes, because you need to even stay around with your wife to even console your wife. Then he left. He came late to do the job he was assigned to do and all that. And people were angry that he came late. So this is how everybody you meet every day in this life is. People have their own, you know, things that are dealing with.
True.
When your colleague in the office comes to work late, do you bother to even find out why are you coming to work late?
Mm-hmm.
Or why have you decided to come to work late today? There are people that until you even begin to inquire, you don't even know that there's something they are dealing with at home.
Yeah.
And that's what is influencing their workplace. And if you are not a good boss, you'll not be able to address this. Because if you understand, some people have to take their kids to school in the morning, do runs, prepare food, do all those things and all that, and still come to work, especially for women, you get. And if you are not an understanding person, you'll be like, why do you just come by this time? That's not to say that I'm trying to encourage lateness.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the things that in the workplace that you need to have skills of trying to understand reason why people behave the way they behave, reason why people have acted the way they have acted, or reason why people are acting the way they are acting before you can be able to react. And it's an important skill. And that's the skill that recruiters are looking for every day, because they need it to be able to solve conflict in workplaces. Because mm-hmm. The less conflict you have in workplaces, the more productive that workplace is.
True.
You get. So there's even a research that says that it takes an average of 8 hours. You know, an office loses an average of 8 hours productivity with dealing with conflict in the team. Something like that. So see, if you are not building a team that is productive, that is first of all emotionally balanced,
mm-hmm.
it will be difficult for you to be productive. It will be difficult for you to achieve your goals in the office, whether as a team or as a leader. So this is why it's very, very important for young people to start on time, to develop that skill. Some people have it naturally. Look around you. There's always one person around you, either in your family
understands or everybody.
That is a go-to person.
True.
If something is going wrong in the place, they bring the person to say, "Oh, deal with this thing," and you mm-hmm. see that the person will deal with it effectively. So some people come with it naturally, but then some people also, acquire it by learning.
Yeah.
So, however it is for you, make sure that you are that emotional intelligent, emotional intelligent person in the office, or in the your family, or amongst your friends, and wherever you find yourself, because that is always a game changer, and it always keeps you one step ahead of the pack every time.
Wow. Tibike, thank you so much today. This is what we call it a day, and this has been insightful. This has been impactful. We touched everywhere, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's meeting with friends, connecting with strangers, wherever you find yourself. Emotional intelligence is a skill you must acquire. And it's not just a skill. It's not just a skill. It's a way of life. So it's something you keep practicing, you keep learning, you keep developing. It's just a way of life. You keep at it. So
yes,
thank you so much, Ricky. Thank you for
Ziyama, for having me
and for sharing. All right, people, I am sure you got value from this episode. If this episode blessed you and you got value from me, don't forget to share with your friends. Don't forget to share with your loved ones. I will come your way again next week with, of course, an amazing, amazing guest and discussing something that will impact your life. All right, guys, take care of yourself. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.